It's so good. You get the dog cone, but really it's a pop guard.
Dude, we should take some fucking web shots of me with a dog cone on.
Oh. Oh, no, 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 no.
What?
Immediately goes into the Phantom of the Schmabra.
Oh, is he going to do that?
Oh, like, I know. Welcome to Notes from the Underground, live from the Cow Palace.
See, Tarko, the fire-breathing transformer.
And Big Daddy Don Bodine.
Turncoat or Turkle?
The Behemoth.
Tarko.
See, Tarko.
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 You know they're making a Transformers movie. I'm very psyched.
What like with what, like a live action
Megatron,
thing?
Decepticon, everything. GoBots.
Not GoBots.
GoBots is different.
No,
Autobots.
GoBots is Transformers now, but it's the kids' Transformers. Okay. They're not the
but
same thing.
It was Autobots, and it was. This is a perfect
Autobots
opening.
Rage their battle to destroy the evil forces of
the Decepticons.
All right, well, then we open like that, like Queen. But does that date us beyond the young people?
I don't know.
Let's do our fucking opera to the Transformers.
G.I. Joe!
All right, we're going to do a medley of cartoons. I'll form the head.
And I'll form
the head.
two, three, four. Louise was a friend of a friend. He came obsessed with the ultimate. Worked late at a sweet shop. Talked to other wrong boys. Something to understand. When you're the best friend, do one night stand.
So that was the first song that we listened to was Code 7, and to be honest, I don't know a ton about them. I was turned on to them by a friend of mine. They're on Equal Visions, which is a great record label, so go check out Equal Visions. And then that last song was by Boy Racer, which is like, that band's been around for like 11 years. They're from England. They're like one of England's alt-punk kind of bands from back in the day. They're really awesome. I dig the tunes.
Boy Racer?
Yeah, and the song is called Louise. That's why
you
it's like,
are, you Louise! Are bringing the tracks.
That's like Speed Racer.
Zach is bringing the track.
You like this new the new laugh track?
No.
Hey, Bobby, say something.
I don't like it at
Dude,
all.
Dude, what's up with the... Hey, can you hear the girl in there? Play it again. Listen, she's so loud.
It sounds like a bunch of people tickling each other.
Yeah, this is... Okay, this is like people when they're like...
Stoned?
Like when you're on acid and people are laughing at you.
You know what it really sounds like? It sounds like the first thing that I think when I wake up in the morning.
They're all laughing at you.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
This is when you are doing bat fucking rails.
Bad acid.
No, like way too much speedy stuff.
I don't do that.
That's all you hear. It's just that's the white noise in the back of your head.
Mitch, oh, you're my. Opening up real time program that's gonna crash us.
Oh, I know. We just had a major meltdown. I spent the last like
half hour
dealing with it.
Mitch spent the moment. He spent the moment like half
but
hour.
But now we're back, and you know we can.
We've never even done. Hey, we Mitch, could do. We got a re-intro.
I got
like 12 seconds.
I got
here.
Body hits in here.
It's body hits.
I can do like
that was a movie, wasn't it? Body hits.
Yeah, this is the meaty thud.
Oh, body blow. Go for the knockout.
Right.
This is the cartoon theme.
Last job,
video
Joe.
Game cartoon theme tonight. If you can pull any out of your ass, do it.
But there's a punch.
What is that?
This is this.
Oh, oh, that's Tyson. Oh.
These I got to get these on the keyboard so it's quicker. Okay. Anyways, we are wasting time.
Grind him up like a rack of meat.
So wait, let's get to this. Speaking of which,
yeah,
you,
what, with the body hits and all that.
Well, you
violence. Speaking of violence,
you had an interesting encounter.
Yeah,
what I heard you got mugged.
I did.
What happened?
It sucked.
Well, no, that's okay. That's the
so
product.
Yeah. So I went to saw Kings of Leon at the Wiltern and it was supposed to be a really cool show, and actually it was. I had a great time. They were rocking. Who was there?
Who opened?
Secret Machines.
Oh!
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. They weren't that good. But
fine.
great
name.
Yeah.
Bobby doesn't even know them.
I do.
They're
from good. Fucking Dallas or something.
I don't know. But
give me a sign.
Dude, I know their album cover has a bunch of like weird 70s furniture on the front on a white cover. Go.
Okay.
So I was thinking about 70s furniture, and I was walking back to my car, and there are a couple thugs like maybe 20 yards in front of me. I was with my girlfriend, and they're like right in front of us. And I don't know. We were just giddy, and like kind of we were at a great show. And we weren't really thinking about it. And right as I'm approaching the car, they turn around, and I hear this click. And I didn't, you know, they didn't show me any, they didn't brandish any weapons or anything. But I was freaked out, and you know, so I just pulled everything out of my pockets and was like, "Take what you want." Because
it sounded
care.
Like a gun.
Yeah, it sounded like a gun. And they
nothing
even
that
asked,
sounds like that.
And a friend of mine. A friend of mine died when I was at school because he was like trying to be the tough guy when he got mugged, and they just shot him dead in the street. And it's like my wallet and any and my car and anything else is not worth my like
well, especially not
you know,
worth
any the, of that shit. So
or your lady, I mean, you have worse
yeah, exactly. And they were kind of like walking around her all funny and like if you know, I was like thinking when they were walking around her asking her for her shit if like. If they touched her, it would have been a whole like
that, well, that
thing,
changes,
you know. Yeah,
that immediately
but
changes.
But nobody
the
touched
scenario.
Anybody. They were just like, "You know what to do."
Exactly.
And so I pulled out my shit and I said, "Yeah, I do know what to do. Take everything I have."
And it's fucking you know? Okay to be scared, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, we're not here to attack.
Did they take your wallet?
They took my wallet. They took my keys. They didn't take my phone, which is weird because I could have called the cops or I ended up calling all my credit cards right away. They could have, you know what I mean? But like. So they took my keys and they threw them behind this bush so that I had to come back the next day to come find my keys because there was no way I could see in the dark and I didn't want to like crouch behind
this
something.
Is going to sound
did
like
they
a
take
joke.
Your ID and everything?
Or yeah, yeah. I was at the DMV for the first hour of today.
This might sound like a
license.
Joke to you, Mitch, but it's very real for me right now. Did you in that moment at all have the urge to scream? Like, just
no.
Help.
Surprisingly enough, I was totally like calm and resolute. I was like, okay. This is what's happening. This just let them. They're in control. Let them do their business, and I'll process this later.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
it was totally. I had no. It was. I was almost devoid of emotion.
That's ridiculous. I mean, most people in their lives, I would say 90% of people I know haven't gotten mugged before.
I'd yeah, well, that scream. Was like the first time for Renica too, and you know, we were both just like. Well, actually, that wasn't the first time for me, but, you know, I mean, we were both just like, shit, you know? I mean, it was heavy, you know? It was weird. But
it's weird, because then all of a sudden it's done, and then you're like, what the fuck now? Like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Did you get that, like, that moment where you were, like, waiting to, like, figure out what the next step was?
And, I mean, it was just like, get home and go to bed, and, you know, we'll deal with it later. It was sort of an instinctual thing about it. It was just like, go get somewhere safe and sleep and like cave in, you know. Right. It was like there wasn't anywhere I wanted to be more than in my own bed at that moment.
Okay.
You know, just like take me someplace that I'm comfortable.
Were you guys video game like arcade rats like I was when I was, you know?
Yes, but I was pinball.
I always remember this feeling of dread. You'd go, you're like maybe 10 years, 11, 12 years old. You'd go to the fucking arcade. They barely exist anymore. You'd go to the quarter arcade, and you're playing all these games, and there were always fucking no-good thugs there that came from a part of town. You didn't know where they were from, and they would always intimidate you. It reminds me of that kind of feeling when Mitch tells the story, this one involves a gun.
That's why I'm into network gaming.
At that time, that was called Ultimate Frisbee.
Remember, Bobby, we gave you a guard so you could
put
like,
your mouth.
Unless, of course, you're yelling. And when you're yelling, then you gotta lean back.
But you didn't laugh at my best joke yet. Internet gaming was Ultimate Frisbee. That's gonna go over well.
Whoa. Okay.
Okay.
We've learned our lesson.
All right.
Let's get into another song. Yeah, we got this one.
Fuck you, muggers.
Yeah. See, you lean forward on that.
I felt passionate.
Okay.
Mugging asshole.
Is that why there's lines going?
You mugging fuckers.
Jeez.
Mugger fucker.
Thugging mucker is what
Mugger mucker.
I'd rather be a pleasant mugger than a pleasant muggers.
If you own, I'm going to go so far as to say this. If you own a gun and use it to terrorize unsuspecting, not meaning no harm to your ass people, fuck you.
And thus, Bobby speaks.
So let's reflect for a minute.
Is this all instrumental from Oliver?
Okay, thanks, Kyle, for sending that. That came out from MySpace, and that was, it's a little abrupt ending there, so I had to just jump right in.
He's like, hey!
Yeah, well, hey! Back to the underground.
Action news from San Diego.
Yeah, Kyle Dawkins contacted us on the MySpace, and he said, hey, because we advertise that we have a podcast, and I don't know. I think it's really cool. All of his stuff is like multi-layered and really, you know,
textury.
Textury.
Is he one of your 256,000 friends?
I only have like 20.
Lie.
He does. And I have like 5.
I have 14.
Yeah, I have none.
What do you guys say we move on to the Dork Report?
Dork Report.
Yes, we haven't heard this. I want to put that out first. So no talking over
no,
Lee.
No, we can talk, and I'll just bring down the levels so it's. Yeah.
Greetings. How y'all doing? Mitch, Bobby, Zach, Notes from the Underground. This is Lee, and Lee the Dork, and as requested, here is your first Dork Report. We'll see how this works out. David Chappelle's show is done, Charlie Murphy says. Sony Pictures to pay $1.5 million over a fake movie critic. They must pay $1.5 million to settle a class action lawsuit accusing the studio of citing a fake movie critic and ads for several films. They quoted they had in their ads a quote from David Manning of the Ridgefield Press saying that the movies were kick-ass and all that stuff. At the time, the Ridgefield Press, a small weekly newspaper in Connecticut, did not have a movie critic named David Manning. So, Sony had the Piola thing last week, and this week they have that. Metallica is going to open up for the Rolling Stones in San Francisco. So that'll be on November 13th and 15th. George Harrison's 1971 charity concert, The Concert for Bangladesh, a rock extravaganza that paved the way for all-star benefits and set a new low for fiscal management, is coming to DVD for the first time October 25th. That's right. The Beatles invented everything. They even invented the all-star charity concert. Soundtrack CD will be reissued on the same day with an extra track from Bob Dylan's performance. Adidas is going to purchase Reebok in a $3.8 billion deal. You know, I would have given them $4 billion, but whatever. I had a Dork Report for a couple of weeks ago. Let me see if I had any interesting thing. This will be the old news now. Eminem said he is going to retire from performing. Cream may play in New York. Live 365 has a podcast. The Live 365 streaming internet radio has a podcast. I checked it out. Not a big fan. Kid Rock bought a house in Nashville. The Village People cop was arrested for drugs and gun possession. The New York Dolls are recording a new album. The new Bob Dylan, Martin Scorsese-directed documentary is going to be on PBS sometime this month, I think. And there will be a new double CD with like 25 previously unreleased Bob Dylan things. Paid music downloads tripled in the first half of the year. And there's a new Paul McCartney album coming out September 13th.
He's packing
Paul's
it
playing
in.
All the instruments on this one like he did on McCartney 1 and McCartney 2. He also played drums and a lot of the instruments on Band on the Run. And he played drums on Dear Prudence and Back in the USSR with the Beatles and the Ballad of John and Yoko. But anyway, new McCartney CD, Chaos and Creation in the Backyard, produced by Nigel Godrich, who is the guy that produced Radiohead and Beck albums. Videos may come to iPods. That's all I wrote. I don't know why that's exciting news, but I put it in there. Wilco will play Farm Aid September 18th in Tinley Park, Illinois. Yes! Thank God. Let's see. New releases July 19th. Well, that's a couple of weeks ago. Frank Black,
Lee,
Honeycomb, Iggy Pop Anthology. New releases on 7/26. I have The Church, John Denver Unplugged, The Go Team, Keith LeBlanc. Keith LeBlanc was the drummer on those original Sugar Hill Gang rap records and The Message by Grandmaster Flash and stuff, and he went on to be in Tackhead. I'm a big fan. Bob Mould from the Husker Du, The Rough Riders, Brian Setzer. Yeah, he has some sort of tribute to Sun Records thing out, and Foo Fighters and Weezer are touring this summer. So those are the oldie moldy Dork Report stuff, and I've taken up enough of your time, but I will mention I think
awesome.
Next week
that
I'm going to
really
start a little rock on TV kind of thing, like who's going to be on the talk shows, if anybody cool
whatever
is going to be
want,
on any
Lee,
funny
awesome.
Music movies and stuff. And this week I will just tell you that Sunvolt will be on David Letterman Friday
nice.
night. There's something on Saturday, a Pixies concert live
yes.
at the Euro Rockings in Belfort. I'm not quite sure what that is. E! True Hollywood Story Sunday is going to be Jessica Simpson. But anyway, I'll get that together a little bit better. That might be a good thing, maybe. And that is going to do it for this first ever exciting edition of the Dork Report with Lee from theleeshow.com, Lee the Dork.
Awesome.
Back to you, fellas.
Thanks,
greetings.
Lee. Hey, all right. Thank you very much, Lee. We appreciate
that. Was
that
was awesome. I love that.
quite an informational session here. We just came in. The pizza, Tom, the Masa Pizza Man came back in. He wanted to say hi again after last week.
How you guys doing? How are you?
We're doing pretty good.
Just sort of playing some music, you know. We got
and you're eating the best Chicago-style pizza in L.A. Did I say that last time?
Yeah.
I think I did.
How big is the pizza?
It's how do people get there? It's on Echo Park and Sunset.
It's
in
on
Sunset.
Sunset Boulevard, Sunset and Lemoyne. It's just right down the street from Bright Spot.
What are you listening to in your car right now?
Right now I'm listening to
Prepared.
No, well, I told you I was listening to last time. This time
Lynn Skynyrd and Sex Pistols.
Yes, now I'm listening to an album called Eat a Peach by the Allman
Brothers. Oh, yes.
Oh, that's one.
Yeah.
That is by far one of the best Allman Brothers albums.
It's great stuff. I like good music.
How heavy is this pizza?
That one's only about 12 pounds.
How do you... how far do you guys... You guys will service, like, what areas? Like, all around?
Echo Park, Silver Lake. I'll go downtown. And yeah. It's, you know, someone wants about 5 pizzas and wants to spend a couple $100.
And you guys don't just have pizzas. You got sandwiches and
all kinds of things.
Okay, here we go. I got it.
Penne bolognese.
Weirdest delivery story that you've ever had. Like, you drove the pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, give us
someone's abode. What happened?
Well, this one starts out, Dear Penthouse Forum. No, I'm joking. Nothing weird has happened. This is a great community.
No, don't be all PC right now.
I'm not being PC.
You've had a weird person come and talk to you at the door.
Never? No one like with the condom half on? Buck naked?
Whoa.
Jack!
No, they've all been nice. I'm getting to know their families and their house pets.
Okay, but not everyone is part of a family. You don't have one weird, like, I'm Batman.
You know what? If Batman has money, I'll sell him a pizza. All right. Too.
Bat pizza.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Tom.
Thank you, brother.
On.
Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure as always.
As always. We'll see you next Wednesday,
plug,
I'm sure.
Give a plug.
Masa of Echo Park, 1800 West Sunset Boulevard.
A 12-pound pizza that will blow your mind.
It'll blow your mind. It'll feed your whole family.
That's true.
Yeah, everything you need.
And your neighbors.
Everything.
All right, thanks, Tom.
That's cool.
Take care, buddy.
All right.
We'll see you.
Thanks, Tom.
We'll see you next Wednesday.
They give me back the right receipt.
What track are you on Eat a Peach?
I'm getting a little mellow. I'm listening to Melissa right now.
All right.
Oh, sweet Melissa.
Talk about One Way Out.
Here we got one more. We got a track coming on from Robot and Proud, a band called Robot and Proud, submitted by Jen Marek of San Francisco. And thanks for that, Zach. Thank you.
Okay, all the Thundercats. Yes. Here we go. One, Lion-O, Chitara,
Lion-O,
Snarf, Wile E. Kit, Wile E. Kat. These are the main ones. I don't know the extended.
Chitara. Last one, and I know the last
Panthro,
one.
Panthro. Oh,
Tigro.
Shit. Chitara, take Panthro and go to the cat lair.
And then wait, who is the evil guys?
Mumra. Oh. Mumra!
Give me sight beyond sight!
Okay, give me that guy. What was that? His name? Hagar?
What about Silverhawk? What about Silverhawk?
I got no Silverhawk.
Silverhawk!
No, Thundar, give me Thundar the Barbarian. Who knows Thundar?
I know Thundar the Barbarian, but I can't remember anyone's name.
Neither can I.
What was his buddy's name? What was the girl's name in Thundar?
Marshall, Will, and Holly.
Oh, you mean that's not the that's not Thundar Barbera.
No, that's Land of the Lost.
The Land of the Lost.
Yeah, that's.
Oh yeah. Okay, so what's the one then?
Oh, who's
the
one? I've got this nailed.
I know it.
Okay, who's the evil Sleestak on Land of the Lost?
Let's just leave that out.
Not the evil one. The good one. The good one.
The blonde one.
I'm fucking this up.
The blonde one.
He's got such a porno name, it's ridiculous.
Are we going to say it, or should we leave it?
Key parties in the
Let's
pylon.
Leave that for the comments.
Okay,
we'll leave it for the comments, because I know
who was having key parties in the pylon? He was the dopest Sleestak around. Dai was always wearing a fucking loincloth. He looked sweaty.
What was okay, don't say it. It's got to be comments time.
All right,
so
comments.
Who was
the good Sleestak that tried to help Marshall, Will, and Holly?
So
all right, there you go.
Who was the good dinosaur?
We got this. We got this.
Let's do a song.
Circa
Survive. They're also on Equal Visions. Great band, kind of just coming up. They're from Philly, and take a listen.
Reply. Always.
Nice one, Z.
Yes, that was Circus Survive off on the Equal Visions. I think I said that already. So two bands off Equal Visions tonight, Code 7, Circus Survive. We had Boy Racer do Louise. We had
Lee doing the Dork Report, which was insane.
Which was awesome. Lee, by the way, the pizza guy showed up, and right as we were going
to
say...
We didn't really get to give you the true props that you deserve.
Exactly. Give you the love that you really deserved in that one. But thank you so much. Do that anytime. That was beyond perfect. That was amazing.
What do you guys out there think about Lee? We need some more comments. I'm really digging what you guys are sending out, and it's helping... we just got that inside the underground, and Lands wrote in on there.
We read everything you send. Yeah,
Bobby wrote on there, and I don't know, it's just cool. So don't forget, you can call us
whenever you'd like.
Yeah. We have
leave
Skype.
Us messages.
We have Skype, so you can Skype us at Notes Underground, or you can leave us a voicemail at 213-784-0924, and we'll play it on the show.
This isn't a joke. If you've got a voice, use it
and say some stuff.
Damn it!
And you can send us music. We've got an overwhelming amount of music this week, and some of it we're gonna have to play next week. You can also just email us comments if you don't want to leave comments for everyone to read. Speaking of which, the reason that tonight's episode is so short is because we're doing a special. We're doing a little feature, and so we're gonna kind of switch gears here in a few minutes, and we're gonna.
It's just a burp, and he just hid that from you.
I know, isn't that? I had
did
to.
Did you hear it? He was like. Arr!
So what?
That was the burp.
Dude, that sounded like that a so bunch weird. Of, like, crying pigeons.
Does that remind you at all of sound effects in the game Gauntlet? Like the ghosts when
yeah,
they
yeah.
came after you?
Okay, yeah, okay, good. I'll take that.
Cool. Thank you.
Ooh, that's good. What's that? That's another one of the Hummers.
I mean, whoa. Valkyrie needs food badly.
There it is.
That's a great ending.
There it is. That's the best one. Hey. So what are we?
Do we
want to?
Do we
want to
even tell them what the special that we're going to publish later on in the week?
I think the only thing that's worth saying, because I don't want to contaminate this, and it's not fair to do that. This show is its own. Is just to say that we're doing a lot of things here, and we're trying to go for a bunch of different angles. And this is one thing we want to highlight: something that's important to podcasting and important to everything that's changing around us. Tune in, check it out, see what you think, and comment.
So that does it for the August 3rd episode. We really appreciate you guys listening, and it's great to hear from you. Notes from the Underground signing off.
If all else fails, B flat. Zach, no. Say something.
What?
Just anything.
A 6-pound ostrich legs a 3-pound egg.
Do a beatbox now. Thank you. Sometimes we flow, sometimes we just don't know. We get the computer glitches, I get itches, I like my bitches. Gonna hook it up to your staples and stitches. Good night!